All right. Who wants to take a crack at this next pronunciation?
I think it's Gizzo, right?
Gizzo or Gizzo?
Jizo.
Jizo? No.
Jizo.
Shut that down. Yeah. Chizo versus... Yeah, no.
Right. Now, isn't it a long I sound where there's only one Z?
Gizo?
Yeah.
I would want to say Gizzo like pizza.
Okay, yeah.
But not Gizzo because there's not two Z's.
Yeah.
All right. Hot Pink Halo is next. No, okay. No, okay, so let's listen to it. Gizzo, I'm making a decision here. Gizzo versus the 17,455.
How could we listen to what you say?
First thing I thought when I heard the lead vocals come in, I'm like, oh my god, were these recorded on an iPhone? They sound like they're in a different sort of boxier acoustic space than the rest of the song, which I noticed less as it went on, but it was initially like, oh, these things don't match. Like, everything sounds pretty good and pretty clean, and then the vocals are all just like boxy and strange sounding. So it was off-putting as a first impression, but I got over that pretty quick. Especially when the Mellotron came in, because, you know, if you have a Mellotron flute, that's always a cool sound for me. I like that 60s Beatles sort of vibe you get from that. And my favorite part of the song is the so-so sick of you refrain, which just seems to hit me just right every time it comes in. It's also got that cool noise buildup at the end, and when it drops out and it's gone, it's really noticeable, and you're kind of left with this pretty... sort of less noisy part of the song at the end, which is nice. This is a nicely creative song that I feel like would really grow on me with more listens, so this is a tentative vote for me.
I feel like we listened to different songs for this one. That noise drone was kind of all that I got out of this one. I thought the repeated riff grates after a while, and the second verse is unlistenable, unbearable. Though I can't help but wonder if, you know, after repeat listens, I might like get it, you know, like it might click in, like listening to Jesus and Mary Chain for the first time in the 1980s, you know, where it's just kind of like, this is noise and unbearable. But then after a couple of listens, you're way, way into it. But unfortunately, we'll never know because I'm not going to sit through this song, you know, enough times to indoctrinate myself to it. Because I
Is
thought
just
that
the drone
was
sound kinda, that you hated, or
yeah,
something else about him.
Okay. No, really, it was it. I mean, otherwise, I'm sure it's a fine song, but it's like that was the one kind of a big thing that stuck out and was most prominent in the song for me anyway. So it just overwhelmed everything else.
That's so funny. I think we did listen to different songs. this was actually my favorite song of the fight, and I loved the drone sound. I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. Like, when that came in, I loved that. I loved that sound. And I didn't like the Mellotron stuff, actually.
all three of us listened to that totally different opinions.
We all listened to completely different songs. But yeah, like, I mean, I like Mellotron, you know, I like Mellotron flutes, but like, it just didn't feel like part of the same kind of song. Like, the rest of it had this kind of like slackery kind of, you know, guitar rock indie kind of sound to it, and then I felt like the flutes were kind of from a different genre or something. It didn't really feel like it fit together, just in terms of the sonic palette for me. And I did agree about the vocal. Like, I felt like it didn't really belong in this song. Like, it felt a lot more processed and kind of boxy than everything else, but I didn't really mind, you know. I just really liked kind of the overall feel. Like, I liked that riff, the instrumental, and kind of the back and forth vocals that come in at the end. I didn't really like the lyrics particularly. I wasn't really sure if this was, you know, about like climate change or something. I couldn't really tell. Like, they seem kind of vague, but to me it didn't matter because it was sort of about like the sound and overall feel of the song and the lyrics weren't, like, they didn't jump out at me. Like, sometimes I'll be listening to something and it's clear, like, the music is kind of more the focus, but, you know, but then there's some really clunky sounding lyric and then it really, like, jumps out at me and, like, bothers me. But, like, I didn't necessarily notice, you know, any particular, like, great phrases or anything, but it, like, kind of stayed out of the way, you know? Like, everything sounded, like, properly kind of accented and sung and everything to me. So, yeah, I don't know. I just really like this one a lot.
Cool.